What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
I'm Josh Hadley. You're wasting a Saturday night. But when the cat is here, it's not completely wasted.
Not totally wasted, only a little bit wasted.
Kinda, sorta, almost, maybe.
I mean, you could get wasted, and that would be okay.
Well, we could make a joke that that's what's happening to Charlie McMullen right now because he's not here, but in reality, he's having car troubles, so we have to go with reality, don't we?
Poor schmuck.
Oh, God. With him, it's one thing after another. Trust me, his car troubles thing is not new, but it's one of those, this is getting old. Before we get into the stories, Kat, have you been faithfully injecting Frozen directly into your veins after last week? Because you were kind of jonesing.
Yeah, I have been. Well, I got like one good watching session in, and I feel like that actually was like just what I needed, and then I got it out of my system. So I haven't been, you know, ODing on it or anything.
Well, you're being responsible then. You're only injecting it as needed.
Right, right.
I think at this point, we're just going to have to change the entire style of the show to be an all...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard!
...episode, because we're having another one of those tonight, Kat.
Oh, goody, those are the best.
And the first one almost involved you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the elephants rampaging through your neighborhood?
Okay, well, it's not technically my neighborhood.
It's close enough.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes away from where I live, maybe a little bit more, but basically there was this circus that came into town at the family arena. Some elephants kinda sorta got loose and went on a rampage and trampled a bunch of cars in the parking lot.
Kinda sorta. Now,
kinda sorta.
My wife is an insurance agent, so I asked her, would the cars that they damaged in the parking lot, do you normally get covered by elephant damage? And she's like, it would really depend on their policy. And that got me to thinking, you mean there is elephant damage in policies? Don't know if that would fall under act of God. I would think, insurance-wise, I don't know if it would be the venue's insurance or the circus's insurance that would have to cover that. She was like, that really would depend on how this was pursued. Because am I weird that when I heard this, the first thing I thought of was, I wonder if that's covered by insurance?
No, I think a lot of people immediately thought of that, because obviously there's a lot of different factors that went into how this happened, but I think inevitably it was the circus's responsibility. I think when it comes down to the insurance, I think the circus is going to have to pay.
Fair enough. But then there's also the issue that maybe elephants wouldn't go rampaging through the parking lot or even, quote, escape if you weren't keeping a wild animal in captivity and forcing it to perform parlor tricks for the amusement of slack-jawed yokels. Maybe I'm the libertard on that. I don't know. So let's move from that to something we mentioned last week. Last week, remember when we were wrapping up, we mentioned that Westboro Baptist Church founder Fred Phelps was dying, remember?
Oh, yes.
Well, he died.
Yes, I've heard. It's been all over Facebook.
Any fags that want to come out and protest my dad's funeral better be ready for a lawsuit. No fags better show up with signs thinking that they're being clever either. Any fag caught protesting this great man's funeral will get sued. This is their only warning, so I won't be repeating myself in the near future. This is coming from a satire website. Well, people are immediately, because I already know people are going to go, Josh, Kat, that was on a website that is satire. Yes, we know that. Is true satire a thing?
Well, for people like that, it is.
So I don't want any emails about how it's satire and we're a bunch of morons for falling for it. Now, let's move from that to something a little funnier, but more sickening. When I say the Ku Klux Klan to you, what do you think of?
Oh, you know, lynching, racism, crazy outfits.
Do you think a positive Christian organization that tries to help out its community?
No. I tried for a second there, and no, it just didn't work.
Frank Ancona is the Imperial Wizard of the traditional American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Quoting here, "We don't hate people because of their race. I mean, we're a Christian organization. Because of the acts of a few rogue Klansmen, our clans are supposed to be murderers and want to lynch black people, and we are supposed to be terrorists, and that is a complete falsehood, unquote. Your thoughts on that statement?
I wouldn't say it's a complete falsehood. I honestly think that it's like any other group. There are extremists who ruin it for everybody, but it doesn't change the fact that the foundation of the organization is dead set, locked in on very, very prominent racism and the assertion of a superiority of one race over all others.
Well, what would you have to say? And this part is backed up by numbers, so this part we cannot dispute. In the last 6 years, the Klan's numbers have tripled. Does that say something more about the Klan or about America?
I have no idea what's up with that. That could be a change in the marketing of the group, how they present themselves to like-minded people to increase their numbers. I mean, that could be anything. Although it really is reflective of America, though, because we like to call ourselves this great melting pot where all are welcome, unless you're not white. And I think as time goes by and we do become more ethnically diverse and people of minority status do rise up in the ranks in terms of now we have, you know, all these political people and rich people who are of minority or who are minorities, we see that people are becoming more and more afraid of their whiteness and their white privilege being infringed upon.
How would you characterize then what they're doing for recruitment? What they're doing for recruitment in the Virginia area is taking little Klan flyers in a plastic baggie, putting some rocks in the baggie so it'll stay on the ground, through the darkness of the night, launching them onto people's lawns like they're playing paperboy. That's how they're, quote, recruiting people. But here's the thing. It's working. Their numbers are going up. But this random recruiting, how would you feel if you were a Jewish family or a black family whose lawn one of these landed on?
I would take that rock and throw it right back onto that person's lawn. I would find out where they are and throw rocks on their lawn because, okay, so first off, eventually they're going to break somebody's property and they're going to get sued for that. They're going to break somebody's window or something and someone is going to call it a hate crime and they're going to get sued. Probably not going to win, but still.
Yeah, because that one, I got to lean towards they have the right to say whatever they want. They're going about it wrong because the police did look into this and said what they're doing is not illegal. Sleazy, but it's not illegal. So even if they would break a window by mistake, they'd be no more liable than if your paperboy accidentally broke your window throwing your paper onto your porch. So in that, the hate speech doesn't come into play. Legally, that's not an issue.
What I'm saying is it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to win. I'm just saying eventually it's going to happen.
I agree with that.
I think it is pretty sleazy because you're not allowed to, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you not allowed to put mail directly in somebody's mailbox without sending it through the postal system?
But they're not putting it in their mailbox. They're tossing it on their lawn.
It's the same. To me, it's like the same thing.
Legally, it's different enough, though.
I know. But to me, it's the same thing.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
And also because people have no solicitation signs. And if you just throw something onto their lawn, you're still soliciting, but you're not approaching their door where you see a no solicitation sign. All in all, it's a pretty scummy thing to do.
But it's a scummy group. I mean, it's the Klan, you know, it's the damn Klan. He's also defending the whole we're not a hate group. We want to stay white. It's not a hateful thing to want to maintain white supremacy. You can sleep tonight knowing that the Klan is awake.
I don't understand how they can think that it's not hateful for them to want white people to be better than everybody else. And like, it's just mind blowing. There's this huge gap in logic that they don't see the wrongness of it. Everybody has a thing. Everybody is crazy. As long as they're not hurting anybody, then there's nothing to be done about it.
Exactly. Unless they go out and this specific group of the Klan goes out and lynches some black guy, they're not breaking a law. they are engaging in their free speech. And I will defend that free speech, even if I disagree with it. Same as I defend the free speech of the Black Panthers, who preach the same thing, just with a different color. Hey, it is the same tactics. They're no better. They're no worse than the Klan. But to me, I was actually just a little offended that the Klan, at least publicly, doesn't see themselves as racist. To tie into what we're going to talk about after the break, they do see themselves as a truly Christian organization. That says something too, doesn't it?
It once again shows the delusion of Christian groups who act hatefully, who obviously don't really understand Christianity.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk Cosmos again, but it's a different thing than what we talked about with Cosmos last week.
Oh, goody.
Oh, goody indeed.
Want 100% uncut horror, all the blood, all the nudity, all for free? Then go to American Horrors at Filmon.com. Owned and operated by the publisher of the Jeffrey Dahmer comic and author of Poems for the Dead, Hart D. Fisher. Angeles Trailer Park is on Mondays for their Mondo Monday lineup. Now go now to American Horrors at Filmon.com and experience what real fear is.
And now for your heart attack in the middle of your what the fuck moment. I am Hart D. Fisher, and now we are going to yell and scream with two angry guys about this new law that passed here in the United States. We have been talking on Heart Attack quite a bit about the United Kingdom and its new censorship laws. They have had a, quote, porn filter enacted, which is automatically banned 1201beyond.com, bloodydisgusting.com, the Irish horror website Emerald Gore Society. They have all been immediately banned by the, quote, porn filter, which makes me laugh because 1201beyond.com is a news radio. It's a radio website, and that's what it is. So you're blocking out the radio. Ooh! And there's nothing pornographic about any of it whatsoever. Well, we have been talking about these things that are happening in England. They want to bring them back to the United States. And guess what? The porno filter is now here in the United States. Yeah! And
to a
guess
degree.
Where it went first? Oh, it's here. And that's how we do it in America. They're doing their fucking you with baby steps. So guess what, guys? The porn filter is here, and Congress, not members of the scientific community, members of Congress have now decided, because of the Consolidated Appropriations Act, signed into law January 17, 2014, and has decided that funding for a range of different government agencies and projects, and in there they buried a mandate that says none of the funds made available in this act may be used to maintain or establish a computer network unless such network blocks the viewing, downloading, and exchanging of pornography. And then it provides a carve-out for criminal investigation. All right?
First of all, define pornography. Because if you just show boobies, that doesn't mean it's porno. There's lots of legitimate scientific reasons why you might have to look at reproductive systems, why you might have to look at trends within birth rates.
I got a real serious question, though, here. We're talking about the National Institute of Health has now been ordered that they are going to have a porn filter on their computers. This is for grown adults. This is for
also,
grown... Wait, let me finish my point. This is for grown, educated, heavily educated adults. If anyone would be considered to be able to be grown up and mature enough to enable themselves to have control over their own instincts and their own abilities to tell scientists, you know what, scientists, you just can't handle pornography. We're going to put a filter in there. You can't be trusted, scientists. The people, the members of the National Institute of Health, you folks cannot handle the pornography. You can't handle the pornography.
This is also the NIH. The NIH kind of, it's their job to monitor, you know, health issues like venereal diseases, the spread of venereal diseases, the prevention of venereal diseases, you know, things that might cause them to need to look into. I love the way they keep using the word pornographic. That's a very broad word with a wide interpretation, but pornographic material. Now, it's one thing if a scientist is sitting in his office beating off to tranny porn. Okay, fair enough. That probably is not research, but there are plenty of legitimate reasons why the NIH might need to look at this.
You know, Congress passed a law calling for the Internet, the Children's Internet Protection Act, CIPA, which required schools and libraries that receive so-called E-rate funding to have internet filtering software as a condition of funding. Now, notice, for the Child Internet Protection Act, it wasn't pornography for the kids. It was an internet filtering software. And in 2003, the Supreme Court found that, that shit was constitutional, right? But it enabled their opt-out programs, okay? So like a grown adult could say, hey, I opt out of this. Now, with this new mandate, there's no opting out. You're an adult doing what you want to do as an adult, and someone else is going to – is Playboy pornography? Is it? The David in the Louvre, the sculpture of Michelangelo's the David, is that pornography? What they found is that internet filters are inaccurate. That's something they've really found out, okay? Filters block far more than explicit websites. They've been known to block lesbian, gay-themed sites, websites for art museums, information on teen smoking, Second Amendment advocacy sites, and it's even sites about role-playing games.
It's called overblocking.
They are bringing this in, okay, guys? The filters are coming here, and they're doing them tricky. So what the fuck is the deal with U.S. scientists? Why are you blocking it for scientists first? Wouldn't a man of science be the most objectionable motherfucker in our fucking society? Wouldn't that be the one guy you'd say, yeah, who cares if he's watching porn? He's a fucking scientist. That guy's educated. He knows so much shit. What the hell? What's going on here, folks? Because we know the filters are about more than porn. They use porn. Porn is the false flag, guys. It's always the false flag. And then it's always followed up with, we must protect the children. The children. Fucking ridiculous. These internet filters are blocking sites that cover issues like testicular and breast cancer. It's ridiculous. And guess what? Most internet filters, they hide their blacklist. That's right. These internet filters have a blacklist, a list of sites they're supposed to black out. And the rest is all window dressing to hide what they really want to black out. There's no objective way to choose the least censoring internet filter possible. These scientists are just going to have it jammed down their throat. That's going to be happening at colleges too. And you know what, folks? I'm sorry, but if you are 18 years old and you want to go on the computer and you want to look at some porn, you fucking should be able to. Why the fuck can't you? It's fucking legal. I mean, it's just grown adults having sex. You're 18 years of age. They won't let you drink, but they'll let you go to another country and kill somebody. It's fucking asinine, and this is all the mind control.
The disturbing angle to this is how porn is always the flashpoint, but is rarely the problem.
Yeah, I mean, really, did pornography cause the Arab Spring? Did pornography cause 9/11? What do we know about pornography? Well, what we know about pornography is guys that have access to it, well, they commit fewer rapes. Yeah, that's right. Where it's easily accessible to sexual materials, rape statistics go down, guys. Yeah. Ha ha. Suck on that one, fucking haters.
And yet the countries that ban porno are some of the most sexually repressed and have the highest rape statistics. Funny how those correlate, right?
Yeah, and here they're talking about they want to block out all this porn stuff, but I don't know, right here in Highland Park, they got an issue with the local college was covering up an epidemic of rape that they had on campus. Occidental College was actually using their political influence to get local city hall politicians to tell the police to lay off of the rape investigations. If you're going to tell college campuses, like the professors at Occidental, and they're going to say, you know what, we're going to hush up this rape, why do you got to block the fucking porn? What the fuck? Where are your priorities? Real women were getting raped at Occidental, and you swept that under the carpet, but no, you got to make sure that the scientists can't watch pornography on the internet. What the fuck ass backwards priorities have we got in this country? This is what happens when religion starts to trump rational thought.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. This is a bullshit, moralistic, religious way of looking at sex is dirty, heart. It's dirty.
How the hell is the National Health Institute supposed to examine the spread of HIV associated with viewing pornography depicting unprotected anal and intercourse? How are they going to examine this? How are they going to get, like, figure out the research if they can't do the research? You want to know why? Because the politicians don't want the scientists to tell you the facts. They want to make shit up and just tell you whatever they fucking feel like at that moment. That's what they want to do. In the meantime, they're getting arrested for taking bribes. Here in California, they're getting busted all over the fucking place. On the hour-long heart attack, we talked about, what was it, Senator Yee that just got
Leland
busted?
Yee.
Leland Yee for, I don't know, taking money from terrorist groups and gun running. This kind of thing really bothers me, this kind of censorship that keeps creeping in. It's 2014, folks. It's 2014. Human beings have been the same for centuries. We got these things called penises. We got these things called vaginas. And they just happen to go together to create a baby. And that's the real world, and that's how it works. But all of a sudden, they want to make you ashamed of it. The same church that tells you you can't wear a condom covers up when they molest children. All right?
Actually,
we got a real
there is now a church that says condoms are pre-aborters. Because since you're only supposed to have sex for procreation, the very use of a condom is aborting the very act that you are supposed to be engaging in, which is creating a child. So condoms themselves are the same thing as getting an abortion.
And you know what, folks? Sex doesn't have to be so dirty and weird and bizarre. You know, it's not just about, I'm going to get my thing in there and stick it in it. It's not about that. It's about a couple coming together. It's the most natural thing in the world for a grown man and his grown woman to get together and get down and get it in there, get it on, get it going on. And it's not just about rutting like a pig. You know, a lot of it is about sharing the pleasure. That's something that they don't talk about as a grown adult with sex. It's always supposed to be this dirty little thing. And it's not that. It's between two adults, and it's fun. And it's not just about my pleasure. It's about her pleasure and about us having a good time. But on that note, we got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. I want to go to commercial. I'm out of here. Hart Fisher, heart attack. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook.
Sucking motherfuckers out there. It's time to win a chance to pot bang your daughter's tight virgin cherry ass. Your caller number 666.
That's for all you gays. We got incest, bestiality, too. We got Friday, and the sweetest taboo.
We got girls who eat your pee and poo. And guys who'd love to fuck your shoe. There's pee.
And you got mamas with so much glee.
Since the skin lights from you, I cried. Yeah!
Okay, Kat, so last week we mentioned how in Oklahoma, Cosmos was accidentally overdubbed when it came to their one mention of creationism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now creationists are taking it up a level. Creationists are demanding equal time. They're saying Cosmos is preaching secularism and atheism, so we want to be able to appear on Cosmos and tell our story. Quoting, creationists aren't even on the radar screen for them. They wouldn't even consider us plausible at all.
No fucking kidding, because it's not science. Here's a quick little lesson, boys and girls. Cosmos is about science. It's about science and provable facts and theories. Creationism is about faith. And you can't go on and say, hey, we're a fact-based program that's teaching you about motherfucking science, and then give airtime to something that is not science. It's just not. And the fact that they want airtime, go make your own fucking program. Just go make your own goddamn program.
They do. They have entire networks devoted to that, Kat.
But that's not good enough. They have to go and take the visibility of something as epic and watched as Cosmos, and they want that. They want that level of you know, audience. But they don't want, I don't know, fucking science.
Do you want me to quote some more?
Oh, absolutely.
I was struck in the first episode when he talked about science and how, you know, all ideas are discussed. You know, everything is up for discussion. It's all on the table. And I thought to myself, well, no consideration of special creation is definitely not open for discussion, it would seem.
Because it's not science. It's faith.
Well, and then there's the whole, they keep using the term equal time. Do you know what equal time is? And I'm asking you that because you are younger than me, and the equal time, the fairness doctrine, was eliminated when you were still a child.
Okay, so explain equal time.
Okay, equal time was an FCC rule that said every political agenda or political idea had to have equal time. So if you were running a talk show like Rush Limbaugh, and he was talking about Republican, he had a Republican on, he would have to have a Democrat on to give them equal time. Legally, you had to give equal time.
Well, I can see why we got rid of that.
The fairness doctrine was eliminated in the late 80s and early 90s. And ever since then, you know, right-wing hate radio sprung up. And let's be honest, left-wing radio really doesn't have an option. Air America was a massive failure. So what they're saying is, we demand equal time. You guys know you were the ones. It was Republicans and Tea Partiers who were the ones that wanted to get rid of equal time. You realize that, right? And even if that were still a doctrine, the fairness doctrine, that doesn't qualify to science shows. That was about political ideals. Arguably, this is political as well, but I think you get where my differentiation falls.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not like they're saying, here's some political nonsense and we want to show that we're not biased, so we're going to hear from more than one person. This is what scientists have come to more or less agree on about how the universe works. And you can't say, hey, we're not getting our fair share. If your theories were credible, they would be on this show. But they're not, because it's not science. I can't say the words not science enough. That could go into the remix. It's not science.
There's also the fact that, okay, Cosmos is one of any number of science shows. They have, like I pointed out, any number of religious shows. You don't see scientists demanding to be on the 700 Club, do you? You don't demand to see Max Headroom being aired on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, do you?
God, no.
But they're demanding, well, we need to be on yours. That shows a narcissism and a narrow tunnel-visioned viewpoint that I think is quite telling, in all honesty.
It just shows that they really honestly can't handle the idea that other people are going to get to state their opinion and that they don't get to do it on someone else's dime.
Also the fact that, I'm going to quote Neil deGrasse Tyson here, you don't talk about the spherical Earth with NASA and then say, let's give them equal time to the flat earthers. Science is not there for you to cherry pick. Facts are facts, whether you believe them or not. Now, on that note, which he is absolutely correct on that note, the same people who want creationism taught in schools under the very misleading term intelligent design, they think using the word intelligent somehow makes it less dumb. They keep saying, well, why don't we offer both to students and let them choose which one they want to believe?
That's equivalent to saying...
Yeah, you don't get to believe in facts. Okay, that would be like saying, Kat, you know what? 2 + 2 could equal 4, or 2 + 2 could equal 5. You can choose which math you want to believe.
It's like saying, hey, we won this war, but we've decided we're going to teach you some other version of history where we didn't win this war, and then you can decide whether or not we won this war. Like...
That's not how facts operate. Facts right. do not require belief. So this just... So let's move from that to something that religious people hate. Let's talk about sex and porn.
Sweet.
I really wish Charlie were here for this one, but have you heard of Skinflix?
I have not.
Skinflix is the classic porno, and we're talking movies, not like, you know, porn tube kind of just scenes. It is the classic porno version of Netflix. It is launching next month. It's called Skinflix. It's a VOD hardcore porn server.
Okay.
I'm pissed. I didn't think of it first.
Yeah, I can see how this would be kind of sort of really profitable.
I'm honestly surprised it took this long, too.
Well, you know, I don't know how big the porn industry is into keeping up with the latest leaps in technology. I have no idea.
Actually, the porn industry is what pushes most leaps in technology. The porn industry is why we have the internet. Internet speeds needed to be ramped up because porn was loading too slow. I'm not joking. Porn pushed for DVD. Porn pushed VHS. Porn pushes technology.
So how come they were so slow on the whole hopping on the downloadable or streaming content bandwagon there?
I'm not sure. I'm guessing there was probably a lot of pushback, no pun intended. There was a lot of pushback from servers that would want to carry it. Because how are you going to get that onto... It's going to be much harder to advertise that than it is Netflix.
I'm trying to imagine all the tie-ins that they would have at retail places.
Yeah, and Skinflix, that's a great title, too. The owner of it, Joe Rubin, has a perfect quote. Sex films sell, other stuff doesn't, or at least not nearly as well. He's right.
It is the truth. It is the truth universal that sex sells.
There's not a whole lot to talk about with that. I just wanted to bring that up. But then we move on to Verizon. Verizon is coming under a lot of pressure because of, quote, incest and child-themed porn on their video-on-demand service. Now, that sounds really bad, right?
Yes.
What they're actually doing is it's things like I banged my stepdad, mom, daughter, and me, and pigtail teens pounded. These are just regular pornos with over 18 actors with, like, one that's going, oh, I'm a 14-year-old girl. That's not the same as child porn, is it?
No.
Apparently, there's issues with that they're saying, well, you're enabling child porn by letting people still get off on watching what's essentially child porn, even if the actors are overage. I think that's stretching it, don't you?
So here's my thing, and I don't know how the psychology of this works, but there are some people who are going to watch porn and be influenced by it and try and act out some of the things that they see on it, but probably I would say the majority of people will not, because they're getting their kicks from watching it and they don't need to act out on it, because just watching it is enough. And when it comes to that sort of thing, you know, everybody has their fetish, whatever, who am I to judge? I'd much rather have them watch something like that than act out something like that.
Isn't that the slippery slope we're constantly warned about?
Indeed that, it is.
That you are still engaging in pedophilic or incestual urges just in a much safer way, but you're not dealing with what's causing those urges.
Well, that is something that cannot be controlled except by the individual. They're the ones who say, I have all these weird urges. Maybe I should see a therapist or get medicated, whatever. There's no way for, say, the government to control that sort of thing. So to me, it's sort of like, here's some porn. And they can self-medicate using that, as, you know, and it's out there. And once it's out there, you're not getting it back. It's kind of like guns. Once you put them on the street, they're out there. We can't get them back.
Well, do you believe that Verizon has a corporate responsibility? Because I'm going to quote the leader, Patrick Truman. Verizon needs to show some corporate responsibility. America is suffering a pandemic of harm from pornography, and that harm falls particularly hard on children. Do you think Verizon has a responsibility to this?
No. They are a private entity who can choose what to put on their service, and you can choose to subscribe to it or you can choose not to subscribe to it.
Well, and then there's also the fact that millions of people are watching these. So again, you have the minority. I mean, yes, Morality and Media does have a large membership, but they are the minority because they do not have millions of people. So isn't this the minority dictating what the majority can watch? Isn't that kind of the antithesis of America?
Well, I mean, it's certainly the reality of America, and it probably always has been. It's certainly people, they kind of are the standard morals of America, the morals that they're trying to say. Like, the general consensus with most Americans is that incest and child rape and child pornography are bad things, and we shouldn't do them. But if it's not falling under the curtain of the law, if it's something like it only appears to be child pornography, but all the actors are consenting people over the age of 18, then, I mean, what can you do? You can't tell somebody they can't watch that just because it goes against the majority morals.
But then there's also the fact that Verizon's in this to make money. They're a business. And those millions of people are paying them a lot more money than the thousands of people or the tens of thousands of people that don't like it. So who are you going to cater to? The people who are not paying you, who are a minority, or the majority who are paying you?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, this is a company and they have a right to make money just like anybody else. And just because you don't like how they're making money and that you feel that they have a responsibility doesn't mean that they really do. If you are a responsible adult, then you won't let your children watch this sort of thing. And you won't take what you see in porn and do that to other people.
Well, and then there's the fact that it's still America. There's freedom. You are free to not like it. You are free to not watch it. And you are free to protest against it. I'm also free to watch Pigtail Teens Pounded if I want. It's one of the titles. I didn't make it up.
It's just so funny.
Well, let's move from that to prostitution.
Sweet.
Now, I did not know this. In Hawaii, there is an exemption on the law that allows vice cops to have sex with the prostitutes they are trying to bust before busting them to, quote, gather evidence for the arrest. Now, this exemption is coming under fire and is trying to be removed. Hawaii police are saying, no, we need to be able to fuck prostitutes, or how do we know that they're prostitutes, right?
Oh, my God. So is it like they're not sure because they didn't get charged up front? Because
they didn't come? I don't know.
Like I could almost see this if they have like a ring of prostitutes who don't charge up front and they only charge afterward. Like,
but then, isn't that kind of the definition of entrapment? They are the one who is having sex with the prostitute to say, you had sex for money. What the?
Why did somebody think that this was okay?
I don't know. It's so far, it's just Hawaii, but other police departments are saying, you know what? Not a bad idea. So my question to you is, where does the line get drawn in something like this? That the fact that this has been going on, Kat, does that say more about the prostitute or about the cops? That the cops say, no, 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 we need to be able to fuck whores.
I mean, it certainly does not paint a good image for the police. This is so, so, so horrible to hear about, that they actually use the word need is just such, it's such a bold-faced lie. You don't need to fuck a prostitute to find out if they're a prostitute. You just don't. I can't even fathom what excuses that they came up with to get this passed in the first place. Because this is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I was surprised to find out it was already on the books, and they're only bitching when people are trying to take it off the books.
I would say I'm surprised to find out that this is happening in America, but unfortunately, I'm not. Because this sounds like it should be something out of The Onion, but alas, it's something out of Hawaii. Hawaii, of all places.
Yeah, and this one is not satire. This one is real. I'm getting the story from KITV4, the ABC affiliate in Hawaii. So I'm going to guess they're relatively credible, huh?
Just what the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck?
So on that note, I think creationists don't get equal time. I think the cops should not be able to fuck a prostitute just to prove that she was a prostitute. Not trying to make a pun. Isn't that kind of double dipping? I said it wasn't a pun.
Ay.
I take it you did not see the not pun the same way I did. Am I wrong though? Isn't it not kind of double dipping? Leaving the pun part out?
No comment.
Where can we find Kat? Obviously not going to Hawaii, but where can we find Kat?
You know, Hawaii is really, really beautiful. It really is. Apparently.
Especially more beautiful if you're working the streets.
Man, like, what's it? Hawaii 5-0. Try watching that show the same ever again.
I wonder if this will start getting integrated into that.
Oh, that would be so...
Just to see Alex O'Loughlin just going grabbing hookers off the street and going, bitch, bitches leave, Clarence Boddicker style. Where can people find Kat that's not Hawaii?
Well, other than...
Not being stomped on by elephants.
While I'm not getting stomped on by elephants, you can find me on Twitter at LabyrinthCat and on Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And you can also find my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, over on ThatGuyWithTheGlasses.com under the podcast tab.
And you can find me, 1201beyond.com, as well as GeekJuiceMedia.com. And you can contact this show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe we're all whores too. I'm in a whorey mood now.
Well, we don't have to wonder if you're a whore.
Thank you. What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.